Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi there. Welcome to All Things Therapy. I am Lisa Tahir, your host. I want to welcome you to the show today. And if you have been listening, you know that I'm an intuitive psychotherapist practicing as a licensed clinical social worker. I'm licensed in the states of Louisiana and California. However, due to COVID-19, the state board is allowing us to work with people in any state wherever you reside. I am doing phone, Skype, FaceTime, and Zoom sessions. Please reach out if you want to meet through one of those modalities. You can directly schedule with me online at nolatherapy.com. NOLATHERAPY.com. You can also find me at Nola Therapy on Instagram and on Facebook. You can reach out to me there. I have a link tree in my bio where it's a tab to schedule sessions, and I'm really excited to work with you. I love doing clinical work. I love helping you identify what patterns might be keeping you from living the life you really want. Pardon me. In my experience, professionally and personally, I have learned that it's because of the thoughts that we regularly repeat and a belief, they become our beliefs. A belief is just a repeated thought over and over and over that we act upon as if they are true. And I'm learning in my life that the more beliefs that I develop that support me, that talk about how I can figure this out, that really support my well-being, my self-esteem, that I'm starting to experience life in new and different ways. We attract, we're like a big magnet in the world, and we attract to us the things that we think about. Our thoughts are powerful. How many of you listening have had the experience of thinking of someone and all of a sudden they might text, call, or email you, or you run into them? That's an example of how powerful we are. We are like transmitting towers, signaling out, and then receiving back what we're thinking about. It's like our lives are an outpicturing of what's inside of our minds. And that has become more and more clear to me and obvious to me in such a powerful way. So I've been working daily. I start my day by meditating, guided or in silence. Sometimes it's 5 minutes, sometimes it's 30, depending on what I've set aside in the morning. And I encourage you to try that out, to start your day before you start responding to emails or jumping on social media, taking the first few minutes for yourself, you know, really carve out a time to say thank you, to identify what you want to experience today, kind of thinking over your day and just imagining it going well. That's called visualizing. And we know how top athletes do that, but you don't need to be a top athlete to visualize the way you want things to go. And so I just encourage you to initiate that as a practice. And for those of you doing it, right on, keep on doing it. And just, you know, I try to set specific intentions for my day and, you know, watch for them to manifest in whatever way. You're going to hear me cough. I am recovering from a cold and have my hot tea here, a favorite beverage of mine. So what was I going to say? So my guest, I had a guest scheduled. We had some technical difficulties, and so she might show today. She might not. So if I sidetrack really fast to her, that's why. If not, I'm going to reschedule to get her on. So I'm just going to spend some of this time with you sharing things going on, thoughts and feelings I'm having. If you'd like to call in, the number is 323-203-0815. I welcome your call, your question, your comments. It's 323-203-0815. 1-800-273-0815. That's the LA Talk Radio number to jump on with me today. So follow me on social media, connect with me there. I'd love to know your thoughts. And the biggest news I have to share with you is that yesterday I received in the mail my new book. It has shipped and I'm holding it in my hands right now. It's such a feeling of satisfaction and appreciation to hold my work in my hands. I want you to have this book. It's called The Chiron Effect, Healing Our Core Wounds Through Astrology, Empathy, and Self-Forgiveness. I'm going to read to you the back cover endorsements because they're really special to me. His Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama, says, "The Chiron Effect will be of interest to many and will greatly benefit readers." Catherine Woodward Thomas, New York Times bestselling author of both Conscious Uncoupling and Calling in the One, says, "Lisa Tahir has beautifully laid out a new and highly effective pathway to healing core wounds. Her methods are brilliant, a gem of a book." And bestselling author Benjamin Decker, he has been named one of the top meditation teachers in the world by Forbes, says, "Lisa Tahir brings astrological wisdom to life through reliable psychology. She speaks with honesty and passion, revealing traces of her own battle scars. Relatable, beautiful, and profound." I appreciate these endorsers as well as the others inside of my book. Aura Nadrich, who is a mindfulness meditation teacher. She writes for the Huffington Post. She's prolific in her Thought Coach certification program, of which I am a graduate. And to segue, I've learned a lot from Aura and her methods having to do with releasing negative and fear-based thoughts and then replacing them with positive, supportive thoughts. And I'm going to give you an example because I want to give you this nugget to take away so that today's show leaves you with some practical wisdom that you can use. How many times are you driving in the car, even sitting at your desk, maybe even in a conversation with someone, and the seemingly random, really negative thought crosses your mind, like, "That was a dumb thing to say," or, you know, "Why don't you be quiet? Why don't you shut up? Like, you don't have anything to offer this conversation." Or you might have received bills in the mail and you're thinking, "I don't have the money to pay this." And in that very moment, you can capture the thought in your mind and say, "Hey, I release the thought that I don't have anything to say. I release that I don't have money to pay these bills. I release that I don't add value or that I'm not smart enough." And then in that moment, you shift and replace the thought with, by answering the question, "What do I want to believe about myself in this area, in this topic?" And in the instance of finances, the belief I want to instill is, "Yes, I have enough money to pay my bills. Yes, money comes when it's needed to pay for everything. Money supports me." So you take a moment. I've even spent time writing on a sheet of paper, left-hand column, I release, right-hand column, I replace it with. And I write on the left, I release resistance, I release fear. And on the right, I replace it with ease. I replace it with love. So it's like you really kind of are pushing against your negative thoughts because you don't have to believe everything that crosses your mind. We get to choose. And that's one of the things that Aura really taught me, which part of me couldn't believe I didn't know before, but we are the creator of our thoughts. We get to choose what we think, what we believe. We don't have to go along with the flow of everyone else. I know there's so many jokes, like even yesterday on a walk with friends, a friend had tripped and said, "Oh, you know, bad things come in threes." And I said, "You know what? You actually don't have to subscribe to that. Like, it's just kind of this nomenclature in our culture, and you don't have to subscribe to it." No, bad things don't have to happen in three. I could trip and that's the end of it. And so she was like, you know what? I like that. And it's just interesting. Like the Murphy's Law of things, right? That things go well, that things line up and go beyond my expectations, and that I'm surprised and delighted by what the universe brings me. And as you've probably heard, life comes through us. Life is revealing itself as us. So there really is this non-physical component to our existence that we can tune into through frequency, being that transmission tower of our thoughts, and really start to have flow through our lives the very best of life. And in my life, it's happened incrementally that things start getting better as I start to think more. I could use the word positively, but I struggle a bit with that word because it's really about authenticity. Like I shift my thoughts, my authentic, what do I want to live authentically? I want to live in abundance. I want to live in love. I want to live in peace. I want to live in health. And so it's like by making this your own process and your own voice, you can use curse words. I remember telling Aura at her workshop, fuck that thought. I'm going to release that thought and replace it with one that supports me. So, you know, make it funny, make it yours. This whole release and replace technique is such a powerful one. And I know for me, it really felt like work. At first, it was kind of tiring to just be driving and be like, ah, nope. I release that thought that I can't do that. And what I want to believe is that, hell yeah, I can do that. And the more you get used to it, just the quicker it comes. You're really capturing those thoughts that don't serve you and in seconds, releasing them and finding the replacement thought. And then meditating on that, thinking upon that. Like, what would it feel like for things to really go well for me? What would it feel like for unexpected money to show up and take care of this bill that I know is due on the 29th. Like to really start, that's where visualization with emotion comes in, where you start to really feel into the emotional experience of the thought that you want to believe is true for you. And it takes some like massaging into place, so to speak, emotionally, like really massaging it into place. And start with something that feels authentic. It might not feel authentic to go from money is one. Again, for most everyone at some point in their lives. You know, it might be a hard reach to go from I don't have money to pay this bill to I have more money than I can spend. That might not feel authentic. So you might want to start with releasing, I don't have money for these bills, to I'd like to see money flow in consistently, regularly, right on time, right as I need it. I'd like money to just really show up for me more than what it has. I want to trust that I can create the income streams, that I can listen for the solutions to my problems and issues. So you want to start with replacement thoughts that are truly authentic for you. And then from there you build. As you see that resources come to you, you can increase that thought to be a bigger and bigger number if you want to be specific, or stay general with abundance and the best case scenario. Every morning, one of the things I do in my meditation, my silent meditation, is I say, you know, I align with the best case scenarios happening for me. I release worst case scenarios and I replace them with the best case scenarios happening for me. And then I start to really feel and imagine with specifics things that I've been that are important to me, people that are important to me, and really imagine them going well. Like, and even sometimes we might have to effort and work to capture what we truly desire, because I think what we don't desire seems to come up faster, because when we've been in a lack mentality or just creating from what we see in the here and now, it creates a frequency of the same. And I'm here to teach you and talk to you about changing the same, like creating new, changing your frequency to a higher one of more abundance. It's a new paradigm of thought. And I talk a lot about that in different ways in my book, The Chiron Effect, by distilling the astrological placement of Chiron, which is in all of our birth charts. There's an interactive chart at nolatherapy.com. If you go to order my book, it takes you to a place where you can enter your date of birth data, and it generates your Chiron sign placement, which gives you one of 12 core woundings, and the house placement. The house placement shows you where this core wound manifests. Another way of looking at that is it shows you where you're vulnerable, where you might hide, where you edit. You don't want people to see that part of you. You might even feel some shame, some judgment around yourself for it. And so the house placement is really important because that's the area that you really work in. You know, is it in your professional life? Is it in your romantic relationship? Is it with your family of origin? Is it with yourself, your own self-esteem? Does it manifest in your worldview and kind of your philosophy of life in general? Does it have to do with feeling supported? Does it have to do with feeling neglected? And so with both of these components, the Chiron sign and Chiron house, I give you takeaway steps that you can begin as soon as you read them. There's like 4 to 6 steps for every placement of Chiron, and then 4 to 6 affirmations that you can write on sticky notes and start to embed into your own mind, into your own thoughts, into your own consciousness. And I've been doing this work. It took me almost 4 years to create this book because I wanted to incorporate sound psychology and science. I talk about the trans-theoretical model of change for you to use, which is a fancy way of saying that we make changes incrementally. We start by pre-contemplation, where we wonder, oh my gosh, like, what if I started going to the gym? What if I didn't drink for a month? What if I decided to add a plant-based meal a week because I might want to be vegan at some point? So you start to kind of wonder about this stuff. And then the next step is contemplation, where you might ask somebody, hey, how did you get to look like you do? You look really healthy. You know, what did you do? What do you eat? You might start Googling and researching gyms. You might inquire about support group meetings if you want to stop drinking or curtail your drinking if you feel like it's an issue or a problem. You might want to start researching vegan meal options. And then the third stage is implementation, where you implement, you actually take the step, you know, you actually buy the food, sign the gym membership, hire the trainer, sign up online for a workout routine. You attend a 12-step meeting, you actually implement. And most of us, you know, go back and forth on that continuum from contemplation, pre-contemplation, contemplation, and implementation. You might take a few steps back and then forward. So I wanted to source from already prevailing methods that work and then tie it into spirituality and meditation. I offer you some guided meditations for healing that you can do. My audiobook will be coming out in November. So that's kind of nice to be able to hear me guide you through the meditation. And I'm just really excited for you to have this work. It's really my best. It's totally my best. You can buy it on Amazon. You can buy it at barnesandnoble.com. If you're local in New Orleans, Blue Cypress Bookstore on Oak Street is handling ordering the book for you. And we're having an in-person event Friday, December 11th at 5:30 p.m. socially distant. I'm going to conduct a guided meditation, do a reading, and sign books with some food and wine. So that'll be kind of the big launch here in New Orleans. And as things open up in other cities, I intend to go do book signings as permitted in cities like Seattle, New York, San Francisco. You know, if you want me to come to your city, reach out through NOLA Therapy. My email is lisa@nolatherapy.com. And it's just my greatest pleasure and joy to help people heal themselves. Pardon me again. you know, this would be the part of the show where I go to a commercial break. So I'm going to take that right now. That was just me with you. And ask that if you like what you have been hearing on my show, I've been on the air for over 4 years weekly with LA Talk Radio, that you could support this work through my crowdfunding campaign with Patreon.com. And to check that out, simply go to Patreon, patreon.com/allthingstherapy. Which is all one word, and there are different tiers of giving. You can give $1 a month, $3, $5, up to as much as you feel led to give to allow me to keep bringing you this show, investigating guests, researching them. If you have an interest in creating a podcast, I'm going to be your confirmation to say do it. It is so rewarding. I was just telling the studio manager that doing a solo show used to be terrifying. To me, it was like, no, I couldn't do it. And now it feels really natural. I imagine I'm just sitting with you all in my living room, sharing thoughts, you know, asking the universe, let me know which way to go, something you might be dealing with or needing to hear, and just kind of speaking freely as I feel led to do. So I'd love to know your thoughts and communicate with me through social media at NOLA Therapy. Email. I also offer you an online class that people have been enjoying. It's again through my website, NOLA Therapy. It's 20 psycho-spiritual techniques to change your life for the better. And these are 20 specific practices that I use in my own life, not all 20 every day, but you want to have a really full and organized toolbox to draw from. And these are the techniques that I use. I talk about things like the use of a pendulum, which is just a weighted object that swings directionally, and you use it to confirm yes or no questions. And you attune the pendulum to your own energy. There's a video class, so I show you how to do it. I draw a diagram so you can use your necklace. You can order a crystal pendulum on Amazon, or at your favorite local store, or you could use your keychain. It doesn't have to be fancy. But this is a way to just get confirmation from your inner being. Yes or no? Do I do this or not? Do I say this or not? Is this the email to send? And I tweak things in my life every day using a pendulum. That's definitely a technique I use every day. I also talk about crystal grids, how to take clear quartz and other crystals and grid your home, your office, what the purpose of that is. I talk about setting up an altar, which is a collection of objects and or pictures of significance to you. That's something I have is an altar. And what else? I talk about meditation. I cite Ben Decker's book, Meditation, Practical Meditation for Beginners, where he surveys 10 unique ways to learn meditation. I offer Ora Nadrich's book, Says Who, where she shares with you this release and replace technique. I go through and help you set up and develop your morning routine, which is a pillar of one's life. Every successful entrepreneur, leader has a morning routine, and we tweak it as we need to each day, but it's something we don't deviate from, and it really sets the tone for our day, for our week, for our month, and for the years that unfold before us. I really encourage you to check it out and learn how to implement some of these things. Some of them you might be doing, some of them you might not be doing. The role of gratitude and appreciation is another one that is such a powerful force in my life, to appreciate and have gratitude every day. There's so many things we can find. And when we start focusing on what we have versus what we lack, you just start to feel better. And then better things come your way, opportunities present. And it just feels good to be happier throughout your day than struggling in anxiety, struggling with depression. I know in my past, I've had a lot of anxiety and depression to heal from for legitimate reasons. I know there are legitimate reasons for your anxiety and depression. Those are not to be minimized. And there are ways that you can really heal and work through that I talk about in this class that's online as well as working with me individually. I'm really here to support you in your healing journey at nolatherapy.com. I'm feeling like that's all that needs to be said today. I really appreciate you taking your time to be with me. Next week, I'm actually really excited. I have a Swami from India online. He has a huge following on YouTube, Swami Mukund, and he's just wonderful. And I'm so excited to bring him to you next Thursday, October 29th. So tune in. I wish you a wonderful week, all my love, and I'll be with you then. Bye-bye.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir.